The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Just find something that feels good. Might not be that good. Might coexist with much that is not good. But it's a certain kind of equanimity, actually, to stay with the subtly pleasant. Make the rest of the complexity a little less sticky. Sometimes I've heard the instruction to crack almost in not a discernible smile, just tiny. And just feel the kind of ripples of sensation as our mind seemingly takes the cues from our body. It can feel like in meditating, we go to some room in our mind or some vantage point, or like our body mind is kind of a certain kind of territory. But maybe we gently lay down these notions. Instead, wake up to unpartitioned space. Renounce your orientation. Referentiality. Fear needs distinctions, and love levels them. Measure that. It's kind of tender how we just keep compulsive track of the credits and debits of our life, of this moment. Couldn't be more innocent. Yet we're invited to relax more deeply. the more grasping version, the more solid phenomena become, more solid self and world become. And so we practice not bracing against time, against pain. In a way, the me is just added after the fact to awareness. Kind of artifact of grammar. you.